Hi, welcome to Mad Honey. My name is Nick.
Dylan.
Malik.
We're going to hang out with you guys today. We were just talking about UFC.
Rambling about a bunch of stuff.
Talking about all the fights that were announced this morning.
Yeah, why don't you tell them about the fights they just did announce this morning?
Yeah, they the Fight Island. So, that's going to be kind of cool to see the Fight Island because they said it's in Abu Dhabi.
It's in Abu Dhabi?
Yeah.
If they 100% said it's in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, it's in Abu Dhabi, so.
Interesting.
Which I didn't even know they could still fly out of the country, but I mean, I guess.
I mean, I guess if it's only...
I guess when you got money like that, you can make stuff happen, so...
Yeah. Sure, yeah. And if it's only... I mean, you don't need to have a packed stadium, and you don't need that big a team, so I guess...
I thought it was going to be and it's only one fighter. So.
I did, too. When he said Fight Island, I'm like, oh, what? Well, I don't know, really.
I mean, think really Abu Dhabi, of all places.
Well, you'd have to go somewhere that would have very lax laws. Like, somewhere in Abu Dhabi, they would have...
Because
that's over in, like, Qatar, Saudi Arabia. I mean, those are princes with millions of dollars, and they're like, fuck yeah, you can come fight on my island.
Yeah.
I thought it was...
That's pretty smart.
You know what I mean?
I thought it was going to be, like, Hawaii or something.
That's what I assumed, like, in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Like,
they
around,
said,
like,
said,
Puerto Rico or something.
They said Abu Dhabi. I was like, oh, shit. That's
well, it could be gotten more excuses now if he had tried to back out.
I truly assumed Puerto Rico for the Fight Island. Like, I thought it was going to be around Puerto Rico. Just because America. But... whatever.
Abu Dhabi is a good place, I guess.
It makes sense, just because
but
of...
It's a money thing, though, so I'm assuming... And they go to Abu Dhabi and fight a lot, too. They went last year, and they had, like...
Right.
I thought they went to Abu Dhabi. Nah. Then they just build one there for Khabib and Poirier?
Yeah, but they did that... They did one, like, 10 years ago, too, before that.
Okay.
Oh, so they just don't do them all.
They hadn't been there, I guess, in... God, maybe, like, over 10 years at the most. But, then they went back last year and they did it like on a dead. They built a stadium like for them to come. Like, they don't have a stadium and they was like in the middle of the desert or something. Like
oh,
that.
Yeah.
There was like
no
a big
roof.
Sandstorm and shit.
There was like no roof, I think.
Yeah, there was a sandstorm, I think, when they landed and shit. So they didn't know like things were going to be cool because it was in the middle of the desert. So they literally.
That's too funny.
They literally, I think they built a stadium and they took it down, I think. That's like this for the UFC to come. So it was pretty unique. But I want to see the fight. I don't know. I'm interested to see the venue. Like, are they going to fight next to the beach, like the water and shit? Like.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, how's it gonna look? Like, how are you gonna walk? We're gonna walk from the fucking from the woods. You know what I'm saying from the fucking from the trees. Just down.
Do you know who the first fight would be on Fight Island is yet?
Well, they only announced three of them. So they announced Volkanovski and Holloway 2, Usman and Burns, and then Aldo versus Peter Yan. Those are the only ones they announced so far. So those are the three big matches, which obviously those are the ones that are gonna sell. But the Burns match is supposed to be the Masvidal fight, but the money situation.
I just have to say. If it's a money situation, and I'm going to be the first main card fight on freaking Fight Island, yeah, I don't care. I'm going to take it. I'm going to be the first main fight.
I wish they would come out and say what they're asking. They're not saying what they're asking for. I mean,
Jorge is saying, like, NBA, all these other sports, the NFL, Major League Baseball, they're getting, like, 50% revenue or something like that, while UFC fighters just 18%
revenue.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Yeah, they're just getting 18%.
But there's not any fans right now, though. That's what I'm saying.
Compared to, like, NFL and basketball, where they can do something like that.
There's no revenue. They're not fighting in front of fans. So, like, I mean, I feel like sometimes people may ask more than they're worth. And I'm not saying he's not worth it anymore, because last year, he was probably the biggest comeback or the biggest star last year. He knocked out Darren Till in his first fight, then he slept Ben Askren in like 3 seconds.
With the fastest KO there
and
is so
And then he beat Chad Nate Diaz, you know what I mean? So he had a great year last year, but it's like...
How's he going to top that this year, I wonder?
Right, it's just like, I don't know.
As if he's still going to try to fight.
Because like you said, he's been fighting for 16 years, but when did you really... I didn't hear him until last year. It's the first time I ever heard of Jorge Masvidal. I didn't know who he was until last year. I didn't even know he was fighting with Kimbo Slice in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I had to look all that shit up. I didn't know nothing about this guy until last year. And I'm like, I didn't know anything about him, so... Maybe, I don't know if he's saying he's asking for more than he's worth. I don't know what he's at. The same with Jones. Like, Jones is, you know, he's probably the greatest ever to some people, but...
Yeah,
but what is he asking for that, you know, he feels like... Some people think that he's asking for too much, so he doesn't have to fight Francis Ngannou in the heavyweight. Which, to me, I could see that, but, I mean...
He's just trying to seem like he wants to fight him, but not at the same time.
Right, because it's weird because he... I don't know if you guys remember, but he talked about, like... He talked about he never wanted to fight the heavyweight before because they were trying to make him fight Daniel Cormier for the heavyweight title. Mm-hmm. He's like, that's not my thing. Whatever.
Right.
And now the Ghana thing popped up and he wants to fight the heavyweight.
Let's just be honest. Who's left for Jones in the light heavyweight?
Oh, no. Dominic Reyes.
Who?
Dominic Reyes, that last fight.
Yeah.
That was a close fight.
It was a close fight. I think Dominic Reyes got cheated, but then again, you had your shot.
Right.
You had to go for the knockout. You don't get a decision on these fights.
Right.
You have a title, you knock the fucker out.
You have to. You're not gonna win. You can't let a title fight go to decision because it's always gonna be weighted in the champion's favor no matter what.
Yeah, that's true too. I mean, I think that they could make a rematch of that. I mean, the only person might heavyweight, but heavyweight would. I was intrigued by that. Honestly, thinking about it, I was like, you know, obviously skill wise.
I don't see Jones getting past Nogano.
You don't think so?
I think Nogano would knock him out in the first round.
Really?
Oh yeah, I think Nogano would knock out John Jones in the first round.
Man. John Jones got a lot of skill though too, and he got a chance.
Yeah, but he's putting on more weight. He's gonna be much slower. Yeah.
That's just the thing though, man. If he can make it out the first round. I don't think Nogano stands a chance. I mean, he's gonna pick him apart. Skill wise, I mean, John Jones skill wise got him beat. But power wise, I mean, Nogano, his last couple fights, he's knocking motherfuckers out in 30 seconds.
Right.
Less than 30 seconds, maybe. So
he doesn't look like he has any technique at all.
Nogano?
Yeah, he fights like Deontay Wilder. He just has the power. Doesn't have just
he's just a strong like dude.
That.
That's
why he has no technique at all. He just has the power.
He got exposed by Miocic, you know, when they fought.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, obviously, when he fought Miocic, he got. We're going to find out if he really can fight or not, which he can, but when he fought somebody with really technique, he got exposed. So
yeah, I'm hoping that thing will happen to Sean, because Sean hasn't fought anyone really what's the word I'm looking for?
Technical.
Yeah, there we go. With much technical, I can't fucking say it, dude.
It's okay.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying, though.
We know what you mean.
But, he's just exposed to the stand-up game. He hasn't been exposed to the ground game yet.
Same with Derek Lewis, too, man. Derek Lewis, you know, when he fought Daniel Cormier.
Well,
he didn't have a chance, man, because he can't wrestle. Some of these guys. That's what I'm. Somebody if that's, you got to be able to do both. That's why guys like John Jones is so good because he can do both.
Right.
That's why when he fought Daniel Cormier, they had to box. Daniel Cormier knew if he wrestled John Jones, he can wrestle him.
Right.
So you got to fight him. They can do both.
Have to have both games, or else there's just no way to. You can't get to the higher stacks of the tiers without being able to not only compete with them while standing, but to take anybody down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I don't think anybody can beat. Maybe Justin Gaethje. He may be the only person, but if he beats Justin Gaethje, I mean, what else?
Yeah,
he's just retired.
Every fight we've seen him fight, he's done took people down and they've not been able to get up. I haven't seen one person get up.
I honestly believe Justin Gaethje will stop him though.
You think so?
Oh,
I'm not gonna lie. Justin Gaethje, he shocked me in that Tony Ferguson.
Oh yeah, that's why.
I knew he was good, but man.
Yeah, I knew he was good too. He's my favorite fighter, but I had no faith in him beating Tony Ferguson. Now after seeing what he did to Tony, I think he can do the same thing to Khabib.
It's tough though, man. I just feel like if he gets you on the ground, bro, I'm just like, how are you gonna get up, bro?
Justin won't get taken down.
If I do recall though, before the Ferguson Khabib fight, you did say there was no way Ferguson could beat Khabib.
Yeah, there's no way.
So then, how could? Just because Gaethje can beat Ferguson.
Gaethje knows what to do.
I mean, this is...
Stay off the fence.
Gaethje's a good wrestler, too.
He's got to stay off the fence. Khabib can't get you down if he can't get you to the fence.
True.
Gaethje's a pressure fighter. He'll stay in the middle with you the whole time.
Right.
He ain't going to let you push him back.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, you'll just chop out his legs while he's coming at him.
He doesn't give a fuck.
Like, what if he goes in and he does dominate him, bro? Like, what else? Who else?
Right. What's
can't
the point?
Can't fight Tony Ferguson now because Tony Ferguson's got beat.
Right, so, by the guy that you just squashed. So then it's completely pointless to do that because you already shown that you can beat the dude, they can beat you.
There's nobody else.
Tony Ferguson was training for Khabib, not Justin the whole time. I'll give Tony that excuse.
Because training for Khabib is just a whole separate game.
That fight happened for years, though, man. That fight keeps getting canceled.
I don't want to see that fight anyways. After they canceled this fight, I was done with it.
Yeah,
I was like, don't
five times, it, I'm good.
I mean, and a lot of people will want to see.
So I was hoping Gaethje would beat Tony.
For money wise, you know, him and McGregor, a lot of people want to see that, but I don't think he can beat him. I mean, he just can't wrestle him. If he could wrestle, it'd be different, but you saw the last fight, bro. When he got on the ground, you can't get up. So when you can't get up and he smothers you, it makes you feel like uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you watch his fight, it gives you anxiety because he just has you smothered like that. So you can't even
can't do nothing.
Like when you remember when he fought Michael
Johnson?
Yeah, when he fought Michael Johnson, he was telling him to give up. Like,
oh, yeah.
Give up, man. Like,
yeah, I don't want to hurt you no more.
Come on, buddy.
He was telling the guy to quit. And it's come like, bro, that's embarrassing. Like, you can't, when you know you can't do anything, and another grown man is dominating you like that. Mm-hmm. He's like, come on. just give it up, man. Come on.
Come on.
You
done.
You don't have a chance, bro. So I don't think, honestly, if he beats Gaethje, though, he has to be up there with the GOAT conversation. You got to consider.
Yeah, he's in there right now. Who else has won 28-0, dominated every single round he's been in besides one?
Yeah, you got
to. McGregor had one round.
And that's
it.
I'll give him that.
That's the only round Khabib's ever lost.
He has to be considered, man. I mean, he has to be up there at this point. I mean,
he's in the top three.
And who else would you put up there?
Who else would I put up there? GSP for sure.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If you don't think Khabib is the best, who do you think is better?
Of all time?
Of all time.
John Jones to me. John Jones and GSP is their one and two. Either one of those two to me.
Did you say GSP?
GSP and John Jones, yeah.
I'd give it to GSP for sure. Like that. He was an animal from the get. Oh my god.
He's taking years off, comes back for two title fights.
And fucking destroys. Like, are you kidding me? Come on. See,
I gotta say, the reason I say Jones is because we never seen him lose, though. That's the thing. True. And you gotta, people don't remember, in his 20s, he was beating when light heavyweight division was stacked, he was beating all the top. Rashad Evans, Machida, Shogun, Rampage Jackson. He was beating all the top motherfuckers in that.
Was he on steroids the whole time?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know.
I mean, he could have been on drugs all the time. That's when remember the light heavy division was stacked back then.
Yeah, right? That's when
it was.
And he was beating all the top contenders, man. And
light heavy division sucks now.
And I mean, GSP, though, when he was in welterweight, he was dominating. The only time I think he ever lost was to Massaro. But
I'd give it to welterweight now.
Nah, bantamweight's getting up there right now for me. I really like the bantamweight division right now.
I like some of the bantamweights that they have.
I'm liking a lot of bantamweights.
They got some upcoming stars right now.
Welterweight has a pretty good card.
They got some good fighters too right now. Middleweight's got some good fighters too.
Well,
I can't wait for Adesanya versus Paulo Costa.
Yeah, that's gonna be.
Costa better knock him the fuck out.
I like Stylebender though, man.
I do too. Don't worry, I like Stylebender, but I like Paulo Costa more.
Paulo Costa, that'd be a good fight. Stylebender's dope, though, man. I'm not gonna lie. He's dope.
I hope he doesn't fucking run away like he did with, what's his name, Yoel Romero. He just stood there. Oh, yeah. That fight was garbage.
That was supposed to be a better fight, though, man. See, Yoel Romero to me was supposed to be champion, though, because I thought he'd beat Whitaker in the second fight.
Oh, yeah. I thought he would be a lot more, more...
aggressive.
Yeah, aggressive, because you know this would be his last title fight chance.
Yeah, he was supposed to be champion. I thought he'd beat Whitaker in the second fight. Because, like I said, they went to decision, so obviously, if it was decision, it's going to be
changed.
The second fight, he should have won. I thought he should have won. Yeah. And then Adesanya, the path he keeps going on, if he continues to go on the path too, he's going to be up there in the GOAT conversation too.
Oh, yeah.
If he continues to beat everybody in the division.
Because the double champ, you'll probably automatically be up there.
How do you feel about him versus Jones?
I'm hoping he would be Jones. I like Adesanya. I don't like Jones.
And then light heavyweight. But if they fought light heavyweight, though, what do you think?
Oh, I'd probably go to Jones, honestly.
And light heavyweight, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to. He said he'll come back in 2021. And hopefully, the money will be there if we fight Izzy. This whole thing going on between them UFC is just Dana White saying that. Apparently, John Jones says Dana White's lying about all this. That's why he has the beef with UFC.
But see, it's the money thing, though. Like, I don't know. When you look at the money situation, I guess it depends on your revenue, because some of these fighters don't look at the money situation. I mean, like, the fucking UC Cowboy, he comes back and he fights like 3 or 4 times a fucking...
Everybody go pee real quick, guys.
Alright.
He fights like 3 or 4 times a fucking, what, like a week or something? Not even a week, but like every 4 months. Cowboy.
Oh, Cowboy, yeah. Cowboy's like fighting every like 3 months or so now.
And he probably just takes whatever offer they give him.
You know, yeah, he don't care.
The first offer, oh, sure, I'm taking it. You know, yeah. Like, whatever, so...
He'll fight whoever. Because he knows he says at the stage of life, like, you know, I just gotta get as many fights in as I can. Which I think is also kind of stupid. He needs to retire, honestly.
Yeah, he's...
I just don't want to get beat up no more.
Yeah, man.
I like the guy.
He's a good
man. I bet he's one of the most down-to-earth people ever.
These last couple of fights have been hard to watch, though, man. I mean, when you just see him, he's taking so many fights. I mean...
I thought it was stupid him to take that Conor fight. That was so dumb of him.
He's not in his prime anymore, man. And I don't think he's even that old. He might be 34, 35 years old.
I think he's like 38 too.
Okay, so he's reaching 40 a little bit, but even now, man, every time you watch his fight, he just gets beat up consistently. I'm just like, man, like, I feel bad for him. Like, I don't think he should be standing there fighting, especially with people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to fight McGregor at this stage.
Mm-mm.
You don't want to fight none of these fighters at this stage, man, because not only can they really hurt you, but they're better than you are right now. And maybe some... I mean, I don't know. As men, though, maybe it's a pride thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, as men, we got pride, so sometimes...
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes motherfuckers don't let you go. Same with any sport. Football, basketball. You just don't let you go. You know, why is Tom Brady still playing football? I'm 42 years old. What else?
Is he on a new team now?
Yeah, he plays for the Buccaneers now. But he's going to be 43 this coming season. But it's like, you have 6 rings, do the greatest ever. What else do you have to prove? But he still feels like he has something to prove to himself. I don't know what it is, but in his mind, he still has things to accomplish. But it's like, I guess when you're that competitive.
I guess he just wants to make sure no one else could beat him for a long time.
I guess maybe that competitive, it makes things different. I don't know, man. I don't know. Who were you, who were some of your favorite fighters growing up? Like,
some of my favorite fighters growing up?
Like as a kid.
I was never into it as a kid. I got into it when Diaz and Conor first fought the first time. That's when I really got heavy into it. Like, I was into it here and there, but that's when I started getting into it really heavy.
Well, who was the first fighter that you gravitated towards then?
Oh, Forrest Griffin.
Forrest Griffin? Yeah, he was
Forrest dope, Griffin man. Was my favorite, like, heavyweight.
Forrest Griffin was dope, man. I fucked with him heavy. My favorite fighters growing up were GSP and Matt Hughes. Matt Hughes is my guy, man. I fucking loved him. He was my dude. GSP, he was always one of my favorites as a kid, too. And then John Jones, once he started going on that path through like his kind of his 20s,
mm-hmm.
when he started beating everybody, and even when he would come back and still win, I'm like, God, this guy's, even though he may have been juiced up on steroids, but he's just good, man. Like, it's one thing to be on steroids, come back and lose, but he comes back and he still wins. So it's like,
yeah.
Well, what else can they say? I mean, he comes back and he's fighting, he's not fighting scrubs, he comes back and he's fighting motherfuckers who are good, so.
He's fighting champions. Then I also heard today that Stipe and DC are finally going to get the trilogy fight.
Yeah, DC says it's going to be his
last fight. I heard it's going to be in August.
Yeah, it's going to be his last fight, he says. So he's going to retire when I lose. Because
he better wrestle this time. I don't know why he tried to stand up with Stipe that whole fight.
I guess because he knocked him out the first time. So, man, you know, I guess.
You know what? I can do it again. If I did it once, I can do it again.
So I guess he thought maybe. And it was a good fight, though.
Oh, yeah, it was. I thought Stipe was about to lose it a few times. Yeah, but he came back and forth and knocked.
This one's gonna be tough though. I don't know, man. It's tough. It's hard to say who would win because I can see it going either way. To be honest, I mean, DC's 40, but this being his last fight, he's got to be motivated, you know, to walk out and leave champion. And like, I gotta be motivated. I gotta be ready for this. Stipe's gonna be motivated because he doesn't want to lose the belt.
Oh no, he just got it back.
Yeah, so it's gonna be a good fight, man. This is gonna be his last fight because you don't want to fight. You see, fight Jones again. Can't beat Jones.
No,
Jones beat twice already. You know,
Jones already has his fucking blueprint figured out. He knows how to beat DC every time.
Even though they wiped away the second victory,
they wiped it away.
Yeah, because remember when he won again, he got in trouble again, so they took the belt from him again. Oh. So they took the victory away. But we all know that he won. I mean, I remember watching the fight. You can go back and watch on YouTube. We seen it. It's there. DC lost. So obviously, yeah, you don't see him fight Jones again. So I. It's tough to say, though, man. I don't know who wins. It's hard to say. Cause the first fight, you know, when he knocked Stipe out, I was, you know, it was surprising me because I didn't think it would be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second fight was really competitive, so I'm not sure to see how he do this one. I don't know if he's going to approach the wrestling game or not. I would assume
he needs to. It's only like I see him being Stipe, honestly. Either Stipe's pretty good wrestler, that's the only way I think DC could beat Stipe this time. I think Stipe is not going to get knocked out twice by DC.
So you think if he stands up with him, because he doesn't have a chance this time?
Oh, he might, but I don't think Stipe's going to allow to fucking knock him out.
I think the wrestling, it might be the best option at this point, mm-hmm. yeah, because, I mean, he's an Olympic, I don't know if he's an Olympic medalist, he's an Olympic champion or something like that. He's Olympic background, I know that, so he's one of the best. The same with Cejudo, what do you think about him? Do you think he's done for real, or?
I don't know. He might, but he might not. He probably could be doing this for, he'd be like, all right, I'll retire for a few years. And he'd probably, you know what, I'm going to get back in.
He's not too old, though, is he?
No, he's only like 33. He's only retired because he finally got a girlfriend for the first time at 33 years old.
Oh, so that's why
he's... Yeah. So he's like, you know what, he's enjoying this stage of life right now. Then he probably, as soon as he gets used to it, be like, all right, get back to fighting because there's nothing else for him to really do.
But who would he... Wasn't he supposed to fight Aldo, though?
Oh, he was, but now he, since Aldo couldn't fight him...
Well, why couldn't he fight him, though? I don't
know. Aldo couldn't get in the United States.
Oh, okay, because
he... Yeah, during the COVID-19.
He's in Brazil. Okay, I got you.
Then, he was supposed to fight Aldo, but that didn't happen. So now, the only way he'll come back is to fight Alexander Volsky. That's the only fight that he said he'll come back to do.
I don't know. I kind of want to see him versus Aldo, because Aldo, he got fucked in that last fight he was in.
Oh, yeah.
When he fought,
Morallin? Something like that. Yeah, I can't...
He won that fight. They fucked him over in that fight.
Do you think he's gonna beat Petrion?
He could, man.
I don't know, Petrion.
Petrion's nice fucking... though, man. He's on a roll right now.
Oh, he's on a big roll right now.
Petrion's on a roll.
Big fan of Petrion.
Oh, hey guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome back.
Yeah. How's it? What's up?
Nothing much. Just talking about Petrion, Jose Aldo now.
Okay.
We're seeing who would win that fight. Who you got in that fight?
Not sure.
No. That's a close fight.
What about the Holloway and Volsky fight? You guys are going to that one?
Holloway.
They taking it back?
Yeah, no. For sure.
No.
No?
Alexander's on a fucking 18-fight win streak now.
I don't care.
18 fights.
Oh, Holloway, though, man.
Yeah, he's the only one to take this fight, so he beat Max Holloway twice in his prime.
This is possible.
I think I'm
he's gonna go for them legs again, I think.
I think I'm with Nick. I think I'm gonna go Holloway.
Exactly.
I think Holloway's
gonna I wanna mind who wins. Either one, I like both the fighters.
I mean, yeah. But it's one of those toughies, like I enjoy both of them. I wouldn't be upset if either of them.
I think Holloway's gonna lose this fight and then he'll probably move up
the lightweight. What about the Usman fight?
Usman versus Gilbert.
I'm gonna lose him.
I'm probably gonna go with Gilbert. Gilbert's pretty fucking he's beastie.
Hey, he's beastie.
Yeah.
He is. I don't know, man. Usman's, I didn't know how nice he was either until he fought Woodley, man. Until he destroyed Woodley.
Woodley, I think he's just done.
But the way he dominated Woodley, though, that was...
It looked like Usman was fighting him again. Yeah. Literally, he did the same exact thing. He was just going for the one-punch knockout. He wasn't trying to just fight. He was just trying to get that one-punch KO. That's all he was trying to go for.
Just get that money shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just relying on that one punch. He didn't try to wrestle or anything.
I think Usman could get Gilbert. I mean...
I don't know.
If he beats Gilbert, I don't... I mean, it's just supposed to be the mouth. That's the fight
I honestly think Colby Covington, if he didn't get stopped, he would have won that fight, honestly.
Really?
Against Usman? Oh, yeah, for sure. If he didn't get stopped...
I picked Colby Covington to win that fight.
Yeah.
If he didn't get stopped the last 10 seconds...
A lot of people don't like Covington because he supports Trump and shit like that.
I don't give a shit. Who does that... I don't... All I care about... Is your fighter show?
Yeah,
that's
show.
All I care.
He's a good fighter, man. He's a good
versus,
show.
I like to see him versus Masvidal since they got fucking beat going on right now.
He had to wrestle Masvidal.
I think Masvidal will fight him for free, honestly.
He had to wrestle Masvidal. He definitely don't want to smoke with the hands.
No, dude, that's
with the hands, bro. Oh my goodness, Masvidal put the hurt on him.
I don't think he can keep up with him, anyways. That would be.
Even him versus Dustin Poirier, that would be. Kobe
that won't ever happen because they're boys.
Him and Poirier?
Yeah, him and Poirier, they're friends.
I'm talking about Covington and
Poirier. Oh, yeah, never mind.
Not Masvidal. Masvidal and Covington and Poirier are good. There's so many people Kobe Covington can fight that he got beef with in from American Top Team.
He just likes to have beef, I feel.
He has beef with everybody. Honestly.
He just enjoys it.
There's so many fun people he can fight.
I don't know if there's any fighters that like Kobe Covington, honestly.
Honestly, I think the next fight, the smart fight, I think would be the Woodley fight just because they both lost. They're
all
losing, so
I think... Oh, yeah. And plus, now I think he has the motivation. He's like, you know what? Woodley ain't nothing, really. I could fight him.
Right.
I think he was scared of Woodley for these last few years. Now he sees what he's capable of.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Now he sees how he got dominated by two people.
Yeah, I can see
he that. He did a way better fight than against Usman than Tyron Woodley did against Usman.
I can see that. What about... See, with a lot of these fighters not want to fight some of these good people, that's how I think you could say the same thing a lot of for some of these fighters. You know, that's why they said they got rid of Cyborg in UFC because she never wanted to fight the top fighters. And then when she got knocked out by Nunes, Nunes wanted to give her a rematch. It's like, I'll give you a rematch for the belt, even though you lost. And she didn't want it.
I forgot what beef she had with the UFC.
Because Dana White said she doesn't want to fight the top contenders.
Did Nunes? Is that what you're talking about?
No, Cyborg.
Cyborg. Oh.
Yeah, Cyborg.
She just wanted, because they had to talk her into fight Nunes, and she fought Nunes, and she got knocked out.
Right.
And Nunes was going to give her, she was going to give her a rematch, even though she didn't have to, because she had to beat her.
Yeah, she just wanted to.
She wanted to give her a rematch, and she didn't want it.
Right.
She didn't want to smoke.
She's one of those people to me where
she's a fucking beast, too.
There ain't no one stopping her right now. Unless she fights Valentina, honestly, no one's stopping her. Not even Megan Anderson. Because I know that's the next person online is Megan Anderson.
Yeah, Megan Anderson.
Talking about Nunes?
But yeah.
Megan, I thought you were talking
about Megan Anderson, she lost to...
Yes, Cyborg. No, Nunes.
Megan Anderson lost to the girl that Cyborg just beat before that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, who else? Shevchenko's the only one that I think could legitimately beat her. Nobody else. There were some talk about...
She did beat her.
There was some talk about...
Did you say several times?
Second time.
I said several. I was like, what are you talking about? Time.
They fought in 2016... And they fought in 2017. They both won by decision. The second time they fought, I thought Shevchenko won that fight. I did think she won that fight. But 3 years, that was 3 years ago. Look how much better they both.
Oh, that could be.
Shevchenko was pissed.
That could be a whole new fight.
Yeah, she was heated.
She thought she won that fight. She had that in the bag. She
for the 135 belt too, though. That would be solid. And they both, like I said, they both got. Look how much better they both gotten since then.
Right. It could be. Oh.
They're 1-2. Pretty much.
I heard Wang Ling's probably gonna move up to fight her.
Xiao Wenli to fight Nunes?
Yeah. See, Dana, that's what Dana White wants. He wants...
Waylon Amanda Nunes. Who do you got?
Amanda Nunes, for sure. Waylon, she's too small. I mean, she's the 115 champion.
Yeah,
Amanda Nunes is the 135 and 145 champion right now. She has two belts in two different divisions, and 145 is the biggest female division, and she's 115. She's too small for me. Maybe, like, there were some people talking about maybe, like, Joanna going to fight Nunes. I could see that, but Joanna, she's been on downfall, though. She hasn't been the same since she's lost those last couple fights. She lost to Nam Yunus twice.
Right.
Then she lost to Shevchenko, and then she just lost to Zhao Weili. So,
I don't know. I just... not a fan of watching her fighting anymore.
Joanna.
Joanna.
Oh, Joanna? Oh, my bad.
Sorry, no. Nunes is a treat to watch every time. Joanna's been...
next for Weili.
Yeah, no, Joanna's been boring to me. Her last few fights. I feel like she's given up.
She's basically out.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's falling off, man, since she got beat by Thug Rose, man. Thug Rose took her down. She wasn't the same, man. That was a shock, too. That was a shock to everybody that she got beat by Thug Rose.
I ain't got no one next for Weili yet.
Nobody?
Yeah, I didn't see nothing. To be honest, I don't know if I spelled her name right.
Zhang Li? Yeah, it's hard. Well, in China, it's Weili Zhang, so it might be that way. That's actually, you know, in China, they say their name backwards.
Right.
And that cuts forward, so... Like Zhang, Chan Jackie. You know, Jackie Chan is in America, but he's Chan Jackie in China.
That's funny.
Which is just pretty dope. But I don't know if there's anybody else for Nunes. I mean, she's she's gonna beat Rousey. She beat BCJ.
Well, Rousey, I think she was just gonna be done after that fight, no matter what. So I don't think she even put her full effort into it.
She'd already basically signed her contract with the WWE at that point, regardless.
I think she was like, you know what, here, have me on your resume, I don't care.
Yeah, she was like, here, let's fight.
But look at that, she beat Rousey, she beat Missy Tate, she beat Holly Holm, she's done beat Shevchenko twice, she beat Chris Cyborg.
Yeah, well,
she beat everybody.
She has the perfect resume right now.
And she knocked most of the people out. She slept Cyborg, she slept Rousey, she slept Holly Holm. There was some other fighters. I mean, I don't know how big they were, too, but I mean, I can't remember the name.
Oh, yeah.
She's gonna be everybody, bro. Like she's the GOAT, bro, for real. She's the female GOAT for sure. I don't know who else there could be at this point for her to even be a challenge besides Shevchenko. That's the only person that when they make the card.
That's what DC said. Shevchenko is the only one that you can see that can stop her right now.
The only person you can see on the card, you're like, oh, that she can, she has a chance. You know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. Anybody else, like when she's fighting this girl before, I was like, who is that? I don't even know who that is.
Right.
She's tough. I mean, she was a tough girl. She took a beating, but...
I'm wondering if you can ask for Shevchenko anyways.
It wasn't even competitive.
Exactly. Like, who can either of them go against next that's going to be something that people are going to want to watch, except for each other?
Who's fighting Jessica Eye this weekend?
I have no clue. Yeah.
I have absolutely no idea. I couldn't even tell you. I was asking who were some of your favorite fighters? Or the first fighter that you watched, like, you were like, oh, you gravitated towards.
GSP.
GSP.
Yeah, that was the first fight I ever saw.
Yeah, GSP. GSP and Matt Hughes are my two favorites, man.
What was so crazy to me is when I was watching GSP, like, my dad would just be like, hey, George St. Pierre's on tonight, and I'd be like, oh, cool. He'd be like, do you know he's fighting? I'd be like, I don't care.
You know,
he's going to beat their ass. I don't give a shit. I don't want another name.
You know the crazy story about GSP, too, that he doesn't even like fighting, either.
No, he would just do it.
He never liked fighting. It's crazy. Like, he got bullied as a kid or something like that, but he never liked...
Yeah, they
never liked fighting.
Yeah, he was just good.
He was so fucking good.
Did you hear the story when he met his boy again in life?
Yeah.
He thanked him, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, might as well. Be like, hey, thank you, because now I'm fantastic. And, what are you? Probably a factory worker.
But
piece of shit.
He's just so good, though, man. GSP in his prime, man, I'm gonna fuck it with
him. Hey, man, if you can go against Captain America and still walk away, you're pretty good.
Yeah, I gotta give him credit for that.
He was Batroc the Leaper in Winter Soldier.
That's right. Wow, you never fought Captain America.
Who the fuck? Steve Rogers not in UFC.
Chris Evans
not in
UFC.
He knows what he's talking about. Some of these fighters, I really did probably just start watching, honestly. Like, I've been watching stuff as a kid. Like, I remember, like, Forrest Griffin.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, you know, GSP. I remember Matt Hughes. Matt Hughes was one of my favorites.
Chael Sonnen was one of my favorites, too.
First shit talker of the game. I didn't start watching heavy in. When I started really watching heavy is when Brock Lesnar went there. Because I'm a WWE fan, so when he went there, I was like, oh, boy, I gotta see what the fuck Brock Lesnar
went there. What's happening?
Oh, I wish him and DC would have fought.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar.
That would have been funny to watch.
That would have been incredible. Because they're both wrestlers, too, so it's like... You know, Brock Lesnar's a strong motherfucker, but how strong is DC really going to be? You know,
yeah, they hyped that up for nothing.
Even when they were talking about Jones versus DC, too. I mean, Jones versus Lesnar. For a minute, I was like, I could have been... Same with, like, Letty. That interested me. It was like Jones versus Yagano. Like, it's two different styles.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, I want to see what could happen. You know what I'm saying? Because...
Who do you think is going to be next for Yagano, honestly?
He's probably going to fight the winner of... If he doesn't fight Jones...
Steven DC?
Yeah, probably.
Fight the winner. If he doesn't fight... If he doesn't fight John Jones, he needs a title.
Well, actually, now what's going to happen is... The title's going to be vacated. He's probably going to fight Stipe again.
Or, honestly, I would love to see him. I would love to see
Yagano. This is where DC wins. He's going to retire.
I'd love to see, Yagano fight Derek Lewis, and that'd be a good fight.
I thought they did fight already.
I don't remember them.
I'm not a big fan of Derek Lewis either.
They both got that knockout, but that's what I'm saying. They're going to fight. You know what I'm saying?
Derek Lewis just stands there the whole time. He's just waiting for the one-punch KO.
I remember the fight that we watched at your house, though, when he fought. Even the fight, he just started going insane. Like,
well, I mean, he knew he lost.
Yeah.
So he had to go insane.
Haymaker.
And
then he knocked you down. Yeah.
That's all he is. He's just he puts all of his power and all of his effort into just trying to get them out as quickly as possible, and then he gasses himself so quickly, and then he gets fucking destroyed because he's so gassed. And then, like, with that specific fight, who was he fighting? I couldn't even tell you.
Who?
It was
Derek Lewis.
Alexander Volkan. I mean...
It was, like, Volkov or something?
Volkov, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Which I've never seen that guy fight again.
I've never seen him. He just beat Greg Hardy.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he just beat Greg Hardy a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Well, then again, it's fucking Greg Hardy.
Who cares? Right.
Rick Hardy, yeah, so I remember that fight though. We were watching it at your house and the motherfucker just came out of nowhere. He started going insane, bro. Like, he just thought all type of shit, bro. He didn't even care. He just thought
he was like, I already lost, I'm just gonna do something. Who knows? And he luckily just hit him in the perfect spot to where he won.
Mm-hmm.
You know who was another fighter that to me is in the GOAT conversation?
Who?
Demetrius Johnson, bro. That motherfucker Mighty Mouse was a
beast. I think he is right in there.
Isn't he? He would have to be. Who's ever been able to beat him?
Henry Cejudo? Cejudo?
Henry Cejudo beat him. He left UFC after that. He hasn't beat him.
So he didn't even get the chance to come back?
Yeah, he went to one fight or something.
Yeah, he went to one champions where basically...
But he did beat Cejudo the first time though, so they're 1-1. Because he beat Cejudo the first time.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not like he hasn't
beat him. Some people thought that Cejudo didn't even win that fight either, too.
Oh, yeah.
It went to decision, so... I was so iffy about that, but... I gotta respect who
he was talking about that on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Today?
Well, yeah, today he was talking about that fight, but I forgot what he said.
But I gotta respect him because he won two different belts and he beat a lot of the top hitters. He got better after that fight.
Now here's the real question.
He got way better after that fight.
Do you think Mighty Mouse? Because hey, people can come down to him and he can fight where he's comfortable all day long and be good. Do you think he can go up and still be able to conquer the way he does? That's what makes you a GOAT. It has nothing to do with if you can conquer.
Now it does because everybody's doing it.
Yeah, everybody's going up.
McGregor was the first one to do it. And then fucking after McGregor, it was DC. And then it was...